This is a history interview with Francis E. McCall of La Grande, Oregon. The date is August 18th, 2006.
That's good.
Let's begin by having you tell us your full name and your date of birth and the date that you married your husband and what his name is.
Well, my name is Francis E. McCall. E is for Elizabeth. And my husband's name was Don Woodrow McCall. Not Donald, just Don.
Okay.
And what else was it you wanted?
When did you get married?
Oh, we got married on December 24th, 1940.
Where did you get married?
Silverton, Oregon.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was born January 3rd, 1915, out in the country between Valley Springs, South Dakota, and Garrettson, South Dakota. I went to school at Garrettson, South Dakota.
Okay. Now, we're going to concentrate the interview on Union County. And so you told me that you came to La Grande in 1954. Now, you also said that your husband came here before you. Did he come here before 1954, or was that the year he started working here?
Oh, he started working for the railroad about 1941, probably. Mm-hmm. And he started, well, we first lived in, we built a little shack, you might say, out of Reith, Oregon, near Pendleton. And he started on the railroad, and then we moved into Pendleton, bought a home there, and then he got transferred to Hermiston. So we moved there a couple of years, I guess it was, and then we moved to La Grande.
Now, you had mentioned that he came to La Grande before the family did.
Yeah, he was working on the railroad.
Okay. And how did that occur? That he came first? Was it because you weren't sure if he was going to always be here? Or?
Well, I'm not exactly sure about that, but it most likely would be a good surmise.
Mm-hmm.
That, well, when he started on the railroad, it was during the war, and this fellow that, well, it was a cousin of his mother's, and said, well, they're hiring people on the railroad. You probably get a job, but it won't last. Because when the war is over with, they figured it, everybody would be let go, I guess. But before that, he was, when we were in Silverton, he had worked on a mill, and that was hard work. He rode the carriage, I guess is what they call it, and he had calluses on his hands, just so thick. So when we came to visit that cousin, why, and he got, went and hired to see about a job on the railroad, and he got a job. And then they wouldn't, his board wouldn't release him to go into service because they said he had a job that was important. And so that's where he stayed until he had a bad heart attack, and that ended his job at the railroad. He was there about 25 years.
When you came to La Grande, have you always lived at this residence, 505 Adams?
Right.
So you must have seen quite a bit of, there must be quite a bit of difference between what's out here now and what was here when you first came to La Grande. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, when we first came, there was a Safeway store where the library is built now, and it faced on Adams. And then they built one behind that.
Another Safeway?
Uh-huh. And then they built one down where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean, I've seen three different Safeway stores.
Mm-hmm.
And
what else was in this particular neighborhood that maybe isn't here now?
Well, when we moved here, there was a service station on the corner where La Grande Paint and Glass is. But Hoss, I think, came soon after, or maybe they were here when we were. I just can't remember for sure about that. And
now the house lived at this place where their store was.
Yeah, there's the house right behind the ice cream store.
Mm-hmm. Did you know them?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, well, we've been neighbors for 50 years or so, and they're both gone now. But they have quite a collection over there in the store of old-time things that they
yeah,
had.
Yeah, that's in that.
Yeah.
Was there anything else? Were there any little markets or groceries?
Oh, yes. There was where the yellow building where the dog care is.
We're talking about Second and Adams now.
Yeah, that Long's Grocery was there. Then a block up from here was Bingner's little neighborhood grocery. And Jerry would be a good one to talk to on that.
Do you know what was at the place where the Shell station is now currently?
There was a service station there, and I think it was Phillips 66, I believe. And as far as I know, it was Laird. Laird had that. And I don't know when the Shell moved in. Well, Shell hasn't been there too long. There was somebody there before him.
Mm-hmm.
I got back problems, so don't mind me.
Okay. How about these two motels that are right up the street? Were they there when you first came to Le Grand?
No, but I can't remember. I've been trying to think what was there.
Well, I know there was because their daughter was in college with me, and there was a motel there right on the curb called the Red Shutter Motel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Their name was Ping.
Ping? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Okay.
But there used to be a hospital up where when you make the curve, just go straight up there. There's the Grand Ronde Hospital was up there.
Is it where that care center is now?
It's not a care center. It's apartments.
Oh, on the other side of the road there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
what was it like living here when you came to town versus, are there any big changes in living conditions in this neighborhood?
Well, I can't think that there are a lot of big changes. You just take them in stride, I think, and let them forget. There was a lady that lived across the street that had been here. She and her husband were living there when we moved in, but other than that, everyone had been new. But she sold out and moved to Portland, and she passed away. She worked at the telephone office.
So basically all of your original neighbors are now gone from the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Now, you were raising your daughter, who was in junior high when you came here.
Started junior high here.
And where did she go to school when
she
came here?
She went to college here, and then when she graduated from college up here, she went to the University of Denver for a master's in library science.
I see. But was she in junior high when you moved to Le Grand?
She started junior high here.
Mm-hmm. And did she go, there wasn't a middle school then, there was a junior high, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was junior high.
Mm-hmm. And then she finished out at Le Grand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you involved with any of her school activities or involved with school at all while you were?
Well, I suppose, I don't remember a lot of, other than going to PTA and things like that, but I can't remember doing anything in particular.
Okay.
I suppose I did, but to go to home extension.
What was home extension?
Well, I don't know how to explain it.
it's okay because other people have told us about home extension. How did you use it? Well, how were they helpful to you?
Well, I made friends that way, and that's the question I just can't answer.
Was it like a club, or did you have learning activities there, or?
No, it's more of a, well, more of a club, I guess, unless you know, put on by the state. It was a state thing. As I say, I'm not too good at
it. Okay. That's all right. Let's talk about your work. You said that you worked, and I believe this is your only employment, was with Keith O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that store had a different name.
Well, it was an Idaho department store, but it was all the same outfit.
And about, was that located on Adams down?
Yeah, where the new building is in there.
That new apartment building. Mm-hmm. What did you do for them?
Well, I was in the office and I helped, well, send out statements. And
for charge accounts? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when I started there, our office was in the basement. And then after, I don't know how long, we moved upstairs on the balcony, I guess you'd call it. At our office up there.
Now what, excuse me, you said it was called the Idaho Department Store, but I've heard it called Keith O'Brien too. Was that the
That was
owner?
The last name. I mean, the last name that they had was Keith O'Brien.
Was he an actual person? Was that the owner?
That
of the,
I don't know. I mean, because the Idaho Department.
Is how you knew it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was all the same outfit.
What kind of a store? You said it was a department store. What kind of things could you get there?
Oh, shoes, clothes, gifts, yard goods. It's a store that's missed, let me tell you that. They had good brands. And
did a lot of people like to shop there?
Yeah, and they still mention, wish they had a store like that.
Uh-huh.
Shoe department.
Now, working in the office or working with the books, is that all you did with them? Did you do other things in the store?
I never waited on customers.
Okay.
And just
was it a big operation? Did you? Were there a lot of people employed
yeah,
there?
Well, let's see. There were always at least two of us in the office.
Did they have a lot of employees out on the floor? Was it on different floors? Did it take more than one floor in the?
No. Well,
as far as the
we
store,
had more than just the office upstairs. We had the baby department up there, so that would take someone to manage that. Then down below there was usually one in the jewelry department and one in the yard goods. Somebody in the shoe department, some in the men's department, and then in the women's department. So it took quite a few employees.
Were there any changes in the way that you did the books when you left, as when you compared to when you started? Were things more automated then? Did you do it all by hand?
We had a machine to post the accounts and everything. That's what I started out doing when we were in the basement. It's so gradual, you kind of forget just what.
What became of that store? It just closed, or they went out of business, or?
Well, it closed, and I was trying to think what went in just after we left. After, because I had quit before it closed up.
Mm-hmm.
When I started, Ed Bennett was the manager, and then he passed away, and Wes Volk came, was the manager, and he still lives in town. see in his life. But it's just a store that LeGrand needs one like it. Penny's is the only department store.
What other stores were down there on Adams that maybe aren't there today?
Well, there was a drugstore right where the McGlasses stationery is. That was a Graham drugstore.
Did you know the Grahams?
Paul passed away this last year. Or this year, I guess it was. And then there was a drugstore down where, let's see, what it's a coffee shop, I guess, isn't there now? Across from what used to be Bowling Cat Hardware.
Yes.
And,
how about that? Do you recall the flea market, the business that used to be there on Adams?
I don't remember that.
Okay. How about Woolworth? You were talking about Woolworth.
Yeah, I can remember going into Woolworth, but I don't think it was there too long after we moved here. I just can't remember what happened to it. Sometimes kind of hard. And we had a good dress shop on the corner across from where Red Cross on this to the side. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good information. What kinds of social activities did you and your husband participate in? Did you do things socially with friends
golfed.
Or in the neighborhood? You golfed.
Yeah, he was a good golfer.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he won the club championship a couple of years.
So did you both belong to the country club?
Yeah, I still go out there.
Mm-hmm. You golfed also then?
No, not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But how I fell and broke my knee, and so that laid me up for a while. But then I golfed after that. But then 10 years after I broke it, I had to have arthroscopic surgery. So there I was again.
Mm.
And then after that, I had to have it replaced. So that kind of ended golfing for me. I was ready to try it again, and my husband felt like he couldn't golf anymore, so I didn't do it again. But I go out there and play bridge.
Were there advantages for the family being, for the family of a railroad worker? Your husband came here. The railroad was still a pretty big operation in LeGrand at that time.
Oh yeah, we had passenger trains through here, and that's another thing that's missed around here.
Did you ever take those passenger trains?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
And when our daughter was going to school in Denver, it was real handy for her to come home when she'd get homesick.
Was it a convenient form of transportation? I'm guessing the freeway wasn't here when you moved to LeGrand.
No. Well, I thought it was a good, and I think it'd be a good way now, and especially in the wintertime, getting out of LeGrand sometimes is a little rough.
Mm-hmm. But going back to that as a family benefit, was that a benefit? Could you travel for free? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had passes.
Mm-hmm. Were there other benefits to being a family of a railroad worker?
Well, pretty good income.
Did you, were you friends or do anything socially with other wives or families of railroad workers?
I still have a very good friend whose husband worked on the railroad. He passed away, but she and I are still friends.
Did they organize any outings or social activities for
family?
Well,
I think they did, but I don't think we took part in a lot of those.
Now, you had mentioned that you belonged to the Ladies of the Grand Army. What is that organization about?
Well, it's relative to veterans.
Okay.
Because my grandfather was in the Civil War.
So is that how you get to become a member of that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And my mother's had a grandfather too, so I've got a grandfather and a great-grandfather in the Civil War.
Now, that organization you said no longer is here in town?
Not here in town, but it's one in Portland area, and that's where I pay dues now.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things did they do? First of all, did they have an office or a building that they used here in La Grande when they were operating?
Well, we usually met at the Elks Lodge.
What kinds of things did the organization do? What were they involved in?
Well, how bad I can't tell you too much about, because I was working and wasn't able to participate in too much, but I don't think we did anything out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lodge type.
Okay. Then you said you still belong to the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Is that organization active still here in town?
No, not here in town.
Mm-hmm. Were they at one time?
Well, wait a minute. I'll take that back. Baker has one over there, and so we kind of trade off. We'll have a meeting in Baker, and then they'll come over here some too.
And you're still involved with that organization?
Oh,
what
yeah.
kinds of things do they do?
Well, I myself crochet lap robes and stuff for the soldiers that are in homes. And the others, I don't know if they crochet or not, but they help out with soldiers. Veterans.
Now, these veterans, are they any veterans, or are they particular veterans? That
well, any veterans.
Okay.
Yeah, usually the ones I make, they take over to Boise.
A veterans home there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see you've got a big pile of crochet going that you're in the middle
yeah,
of here.
And I do hangers.
Uh-huh.
They go to more than just the veterans again, but I'll be known as a hanger lady, I suppose, when I pass
away. You belong to those organizations for a long time.
Yeah.
Then, was there...
there used to be an organization in Pendleton for the Grand Army, and I guess it was a year removed. I was president of it, so I'd go back over there for the meetings and conduct it, but, well, it's just kind of dying out.
That organization is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of people involved at that, in those organizations? In the early days?
Yeah, we met in the Vertman Memorial.
But when you came to La Grande, were there more people involved in it then than there are now?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The younger generation doesn't appeal to them, I don't think.
What other things do you... How about... movie theaters or places like that downtown that...
Well, the theater's pretty much in the same spot, and of course the outdoor one is still in the same spot. I haven't been to a movie in a long time, so I couldn't... In fact, when they divided this one up, I haven't been since to a movie.
Were there other movie theaters in town?
There was at one time, down on this end of Adams, but it wasn't, I don't think it was, lasted long after we moved here anyway, that it was still in operation.
What church do you belong to here in town?
The Christian Church.
Are you talking about the First Christian
on Penn Avenue.
Have you always been a member of that congregation?
Since you've lived here.
Mm-hmm.
And back in South Dakota, I belonged to a Methodist church. In this little town where I was born, there wasn't a Christian church. I was a Methodist, Catholic, and a Lutheran, and there was one other little church, I don't know. But
now, a lot of people that I've interviewed have belonged to that first Christian church here in town.
Yeah,
so
Mormons do.
It's my understanding they've had some real good pastors over the years. That any of those stand out in your mind that you really enjoyed having?
Every time one leaves, and I let my daughter know, and I'd be almost in tears, and she'd say, "Mom, you like everybody that comes." And that's about the truth. So.
Mm-hmm. Do you do activities with the church now, or belong to any of the church organizations?
Just usually church and a Sunday school class. I used to belong to a ladies' group. Then when I got working, that kind of closed that down, and I don't know. I got doing other things, I guess. But I almost always am in church on Sunday and Sunday school.
Were you involved with that church or going there when they built the new
addition,
the chapel, or the new addition?
Yeah. Yeah, they were going to church in the other part when we came. Although, when my husband was here, they still had the old church, and he'd gone over there some, but we hadn't moved over. So I never was in the old one. But this Howard Fisk, as mentioned, helped on this new section. And I imagine Buck did too.
Buck Herman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I saw a picture from one of these previous interviews that they used to take pictures of the congregation from time to time.
He was pastor when they came.
Well, tell us about Gene Robinson, what you remember of him. A lot of people have mentioned him.
Oh, yes, he was. Well, I don't know how to explain him. I imagine whoever you talked to is probably told a better story about him than. Yeah, he was a great man, and then I think the next one after that was Wally Hastings. And Diamond, he used to golf some.
You're talking about your husband, your late husband now.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know about the right order, but there was a. Trying to think who the next one would have been. Well, doesn't make any difference. They've all been good.
Right.
We've been real fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the one we have now, Mark Schlesman.
Has he been here for a while now?
Oh, I suppose 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe longer, I don't know.
Any church activities, other church activities you've been involved in? Did you hold office?
No, I don't think so. I can't remember.
Okay.
I'm always there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a long time to belong to that particular church. And a lot of people have been involved in it.
I think on that list that the Hermans, and that might be the only.
We're talking about a list of names that she had nominated to be interviewed.
Yeah, I think they're the only ones. Oh, Howard Fisk. In fact, he had something to do with the building and this new one. I I wasn't that good a dancer, but he was really a good dancer. He won a prize in some dance contest before we were married.
Mm-hmm. Did you do dancing then when you came to Le Grand?
Some, not a great deal. But.
Was there public dance halls in Le Grand at that time?
I think there was, but ours is mostly like out at the country club.
Okay.
And then his hours were such that good noise. And then after he had that heart attack, well, that kind of ended a lot of that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about your husband and his work then. You've mentioned that he had all kinds of hours. So he wasn't on a regular shift?
No. Well, he was when he was on passenger. In Pendleton, he was on passenger up to Spokane, so that would have been a regular.
What did he do?
Well, he was a conductor then. He was a brakeman conductor.
Okay.
That's conductor's reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, it's what they like call on call. A lot of the time, it might be a different hour, but.
Can you describe this this train station that sits down there now? When it was a passenger station, I myself have never been in it, but it looks like a passenger terminal still.
Yeah, I haven't been in it for years, so that I couldn't tell you now. But yeah, it used to be the depot for people.
So several trains a day would come through each way?
Well, I don't know about several, but then there would be at least two, I would imagine.
Okay.
It's a little hard to remember.
Could you go to places like Enterprise or other directions other than just east and west?
No, I don't. Okay. Don't remember. Usually, I think just freight going up there.
Mm.
But I used to take it back to South Dakota. That's a long time ago.
What were the, I think there have been major weather changes over the last several decades, and what were the winters like here in Le Grand? Were they much harsher when you first came here than they are now?
Well, we had plenty of snow, that's for sure. But you never know in Le Grand what the weather's going to be like.
Right.
Because sometimes you might have trouble getting over the mountain. That's why I think we need a passenger train through here, especially in the wintertime. But I don't think the Union Pacific feels that way.
Now, you said that your daughter went to college here. Was it Eastern Oregon College then, or was it still a teacher's, did they still have a teacher's college name on it?
Well, you know, I'm not sure, but I think I thought it was called Eastern Oregon.
Mm-hmm. What was it like to send a child to a university or school college that was right down the street? That sounds rather convenient.
Well, it wasn't right down the street.
Well, as opposed to being out of town or somewhere.
Oh,
else,
I see what
you know,
mean.
A local.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I liked it because she was home.
She lived at home then?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, the first week, I think they got to stay up in one of the dorms. I always enjoyed her, and still do when she comes home.
Mm-hmm. Were there parent activities or things for you to get involved in while she was at college?
I don't remember anything in particular. Okay. There was probably plays or something he'd go to, but I still go up there now and then for the things at the Mackenzie Theater.
What do you remember about do you remember about all of the strip there, Island City, going out there? That's got to be completely different than...
Yeah, I don't remember there ever being too much out there. A few service stations and it...
You're talking about when you first came here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, gradually, quick food service, you know. And then... See, at one time, Albertsons was just across the street from Safeway.
Down here on Adams,
yeah.
Where you live, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And then Albertsons built out there, and then all those other little shops started up. And
was
and
that
Payless Drug moved out there then, yeah. Too. And of course, now it's Rite Aid.
Was that farmland out there when you first
that
came
That I
to
don't
town?
Remember.
You just remember there wasn't much
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm. It probably was. There's a lot of it around here, but it used to be just farmland, I think.
Is this neighborhood different than when
well,
you first came
not
here?
This particular
not this end
block.
Of town.
I mean, it's still the same places, and then I think even down in the next one, except for where the paint store is, that was the service station. And well, I don't think it's changed too much, really.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes it's so gradual you don't notice. Well, and then, of course, Long's Grocery used to be down there where the pet place is.
Was that a neighborhood grocery or was that a big grocery store?
Well, it's... I wonder now when I look at how they ever had groceries in there because it looks small.
Oh, it was in the same building that...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it was a little neighborhood grocery.
Yeah.
Did you know the lawn?
No, I didn't
uh-huh.
know that. I usually go up there to Bingner's and walk up. Theirs is a little bit bigger.
But that was a neighborhood grocery also?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry... Well, his dad started it probably, and then Jerry took over, and he and his wife, and she passed away. But Jerry would probably be able to tell you a lot of history, because I think he lived here all his life.
Now, where was that store approximately you were
planning? Well, it'd be one block up and just across the street.
This is, I think that's, is that First Street?
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, that must be Cedar.
Cedar.
Yeah. So it sat back there off of Adams.
Mm-hmm. And lock up. But things are pretty much the same as far as houses are concerned.
Okay, well, I think,